Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, and I am so excited about today. Praise the Lord. We're going to get started. We just bring you greetings in the powerful and matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are so delighted on today that you've chosen to join in with us as we celebrate Jesus. So I ask you now to open your heart, your mind, and your spirit, and just come on and worship with us on today. Those of you in radio land and those that's on our broadcast on today, we love Jesus, and we know you do too. So just come in and join with us. God bless you. We're going to call our worship to order, our celebration to order. We're going to get ready with our devotion service, or part of the service today, with Prophetess Tricia Sims on today. She's going to do our devotion. Amen.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So glad
Hallelujah.
With End Time War. Hallelujah Ministry. So glad to be a part of this broadcast today. God is summoned. He's so amazing. He's so great, so vast, so big.
Yes.
We can't even conceive how great he is with our finite minds.
Yes.
He's so beautiful. We can't conceive how beautiful he truly is. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because we have not, we can't do it with our little finite minds, but God is so faithful. He's so just and righteous, and I thank him today that he is God and that beside him there is no other. He is so wonderful. I'm just thanking him today because he's been so good. Has he been good to anybody out there in radio land?
Yes.
Has he been good to anybody? Hallelujah. Besides me, I know somebody.
Thank you,
God,
Jesus.
He's been wonderful too. His mercy and his grace, hallelujah, his love, all of that endures forever, hallelujah. And so we just thank him.
Hallelujah.
Praise and glory and honor for everything that he does for us, because He don't have to do it, but he do it because he loves us and because we are his children. Hallelujah. And we thank him for
Hallelujah.
His great, precious promises today. Hallelujah. And I just want to go in and pray. If you would just get your heart ready to let we go in and say a prayer before we get started with the rest of the service. Hallelujah. And we're going to do a scripture after that. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
For you, Lord God. Thanking you, Father,
Amen.
For all our thanking you, Father God. For all that you made us to be in you, oh God. We thank you, Lord
yes.
Jesus, that in you we move and breathe. And we have our being in you this day, oh God.
Yes.
For this day that you truly have made. And, Father, help us to rejoice and be glad in it, Father. In the mighty
yes.
name of help us, God, to be the people of God that you're calling us to be, oh God.
Yes,
help us.
Lord.
You're calling us to do, God, as a church, oh God. Help us, oh God, to put away our petty differences, oh God, and to do the work
yes.
of the work of the kingdom of God. Father, help us, God, to be all, Father. Help us to do all.
Yes.
Help us show the world that we do love you because you said in your word that they would know us, that we're your disciples by our love. And so, Father God, we thank you
yes.
for the love of Jesus Christ today.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you know what your people need today that's listening on the radio, Father God. You know what they are longing for and what they need to hear
yes.
from you today. You know what they need to be delivered from and set free from. You know the needs
yes,
of in
Lord.
In every situation and every circumstance, oh God. You know everything
yes,
there
Lord.
Is for concerning them, Father, because you created them, oh God. You created
yes,
the
Lord.
People. In us, oh God. We thank you, Father, tonight.
Yes,
today.
Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for all that you've done. We cannot thank you enough. You said to come into your courts with praise, to come into your giving.
Yes, Lord, Jesus.
Name, oh God. And we thank you and we bless you today. We bless you going
thank
out
you,
and
Jesus.
Coming, lying down and rising up. And we ask
yes,
you to bless
Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, deliver,
mighty
touch
name.
Your deliver, and set free, Father, your people today.
Yes, Lord,
trust.
Hallelujah.
Use us for your glory, use us for your honor, God, for we are truly vessels and just simply vessels for your use and for your honor and for your glory, Father. And we
yes,
want you to
Lord.
Get the glory today, Father. We want you to get the glory every day in Jesus'
yes,
mighty name. Amen and
amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I just want to come with a scripture as well. And our scripture, I want to read in healing. If you would like to turn with me, if you have your Bibles, if not, it's okay. We're going to do Philippians 4:4. And we're going to keep going on. We're going to keep going on down. And just when I stop, you guys can stop. Hallelujah. But the scripture that, like I said, is Philippians 4:4, and it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation
mm-hmm.
be unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the
mm-hmm.
peace and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, think on those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the hearers and the doers, the readers and the hearers and the doers of his word. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. We just thank Prophetess Sims for that devotion part of the service on today. You know, prayer is always in order. I don't care where you go, what you're doing, how you look, or wherever, and wherever you are, prayer is always in order. Hallelujah. Yeah. And the word is too. The word of God is too. So we should always pray and not faint. I tell you, I just thank and praise God on today. I feel some kind of way on today. I'm so grateful and thankful to the Lord on this evening for just another opportunity to come before you, hallelujah, to do a service for the Lord. You know, some of us may take this for granted, but I can't take it for granted. I thank and praise God for every opportunity, every door that he opens for me to say anything for him, because he's just that kind of God. I love him so much. You know, he's been so good to me. God has been so good to me. He's been better to me than I could ever be to myself. I'm so grateful today. He woke me up this morning. He didn't have to. I don't take that for granted. I thank God that I'm standing on top of the ground, and the ground's not standing on me. God is a good God. So this is the part of our testimony service today. I give God praise today just for life in him, just for being able to know my Father, you know, just for him sending his Son, just for Jesus dying on the cross for my sins. I thank God today. God is such a good God. Hallelujah. And I'm opening up testimony and service today, but I just wanted to be the first one to say something for the Lord, because God's been good to me. If you ain't never been through anything, you don't know what I'm talking about. But if you've been through something, hallelujah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. God has been good to me. Hallelujah. He's been good, just like that camel suit say, good. God's been better than that. Andolo Boshan. He's been good to me, and I'm so grateful today. My Father is everything to me. Hallelujah. He is so good to me, and I'm so grateful. I don't know what I would do without the Lord. I don't know what I would go without the Lord. I wouldn't want to be here without my Father. I tell you, I just wouldn't. Hallelujah. So I'm so grateful today. Hallelujah. That he woke me up this morning. Hallelujah. And he started me on my way. Hallelujah. With a sound mind. Hallelujah. With all of myself and my strength. Hallelujah. Not a portion, but all of it. And I thank him today, huh? Because he's good, just like that. I give him praise today. And I give him glory. We serve a God that's not a respecter of persons. Glory to God. He is good. He's not a respecter of persons. What he do for me or for one, he'll do for the other. And I thank him today. Hallelujah. I give God praise on today. He is a righteous God. He's a loving God. He's a kind God. I just thank and praise God today, because he making me feel some kind of way on today. And I give God praise today. In the name of Jesus, I give him praise on today. Because I tell you, hallelujah, if you don't have nothing to thank God for, you ain't never been through nothing. If you don't have nothing to say for the Lord, I don't know about you. I'm like the little girl saying, I love the Lord. I love God. Do you love him? What's wrong with you? Hallelujah. I love the Lord. I love Jesus. I love God. Do you love him? What's wrong with you, honey? If you don't love him, something got to be wrong with you. Something. Hallelujah. Got to be wrong with you. So I'm just opening up testimonial service on today. part of the service, if anybody, hallelujah, have anything to be grateful for today, anybody have anything to be thankful for today, because you know, huh, God didn't have to shake us this morning. I thank God. On today, He is a good God, and He's worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Huh? He is worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Huh? Glory to God. My Father is worthy. Our Father, hallelujah, is worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, He's worthy of all of our worship. Hallelujah. He's worthy, hallelujah, of all of the praise. And I thank Him today. I got to get out. This is testimonial service. Anybody have something to say for the Lord? This is your finest hour. Amen.
If nobody has anything to say, I would love to give a testimony, Apostle, this afternoon.
Amen.
I just wanted to give God honor and thanks. I want to make a long story short. I've been out of work for probably about 3 or 4 months of no working and just being in His presence, being at home. He's just dealing with me, dealing with who I am and Him, and dealing with me personal as a person, as His daughter, just dealing with me and blessing me in His presence. And so, I didn't have any income coming in, but God, I gave this testimony before. But God, He supplied all my needs. He supplied all my needs.
Absolutely. Amen.
That's me. But you know what else He did? He made another way for me to get finances.
Amen.
And it was through a car accident. It was through a small little accident that I was driving down the street and a van hit the back of my car. I had stopped to let a lady make a left turn, and so he didn't see me stop. I think it was a cleaning service. He didn't see me stop, so he scanned me. And it was not bad, real bad, like it could have been, but it wasn't. You know, I didn't feel good about it either. So I had to go to the hospital. I had to get some treatment because I had a sprained neck and back and different things. But anyway, the adjuster that came out and looked at my car and talked about my injuries that I had. Well, to make a long story short, she cut me a check, and she said to me when she met with me, she said, "Well, I just want to let you know that I am not, because I'm fair about, you know, about giving people money and finances for their injuries and stuff." She said, "I'll find out that I'm fair about that. I'm going to do you good," in other words. So she did. She did. Mm-hmm. She cut me a check. And my apostle mom, as I call her sometimes, she prophesied to me that God blew my mind. And I had a figure in my mind about what I thought was fair that God put in my mind. I thought that was fair. And then when I called her one day and she said, "We're going to talk about it," and I called her and we talked about it, and she gave me the figure, but she gave it to me more than what the figure came in my mind that God gave me. So how many
Praise
know God.
How
exceedingly and abundantly of all that you could ask or think? Because I wasn't thinking it was that extra in there that He gave me. But I just want to give God praise and glory for that, because He
Thank
is the
you,
one
Jesus.
That brought this whole thing together, and I feel great in my body, but He blessed me with finances.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Well, I feel off of work, you know, that could pay my bills and have some deferred and give, of course, tithes and offerings and different things like that. So I am just so grateful today for the goodness
Praise
of
God.
Him. I would have
Thank
that.
You, Jesus.
Unless I see the good Lord in the land of the
Yes, Lord.
God God that I didn't. Thank God that he held me up. I thank God that he kept me through it all. I thank God that he blessed in that thing that was
Lord.
So terrible if his hands was not on it. So I want to give him all the praise and all the glory for the blessing that he bestowed upon me. And it was nice. It was a nice little paycheck. So I'm very thankful.
Thank you.
For what
praise
God.
God.
Did. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's awesome. Prophet Sam, that's awesome. That
Thank
is
you,
just a
Father.
Blessing. That's a blessing before the Lord. Is there any more testimonies? Praise God, Prophet.
Praise God. Praise the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
My name
praise
is Ruth.
God.
I want to praise
Amen.
God. It's different. If you can hear me, I want to praise God because he's worthy to be praised. He said, "When up, blessing comes down."
Yes.
I lift my hands up from where my help comes from. The Lord who made heaven and earth.
Lord.
I bless the Lord for knowing this mother on this land, Deborah. I just want to bless God for her. I want to praise God for everybody on this land. I want to ask God
praise
to open
God.
Heaven for his connection.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our
Thank
God
you,
is able to do good things. He connect us for a reason.
Yes.
I just want to praise God. I just want to bless God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
That's Ruth from Liberia.
Yes.
And I just thank and praise God today for her. You know, God can put people in your life. For a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And I know she's in my life for a reason. And I'm in her life for a reason. And I thank and praise God for her today and her family and her extended family in Liberia that I've already talked to them already today. You know, I give God praise because you don't know what kind of door you're going to have to walk through, what kind of door God is opening, and I give God praise. I can see myself. See, I'm a global ministry. I'm a global apostle. And so wherever he send me, I will be there. Hallelujah. So I give God praise and glory today for this connection, for this person. God keep wanting to put a handle on him, but I'm not going to say it yet. But and I thank God for her. Being obedient, hallelujah, and her love for the Lord. I thank God on today for Ruth on today. Amen, amen. Anyone else for a testimony? Well, I give God praise. You know, I'm good with it because God is good. You know how I am. When I give God praise, I can praise him all day long, all by myself, hallelujah, because God has done so much for me. So I thank God today. I thank him today, hallelujah. I thank him for my family. I thank him for my husband. I thank him for my grandchildren. I thank God for my great-grandchildren. I thank God on today. I thank him today. Ooh, hallelujah, and I give him praise on today. Is there any more testimonies before I close out? Amen. So we're going to get ready to close out of our testimony part of the service. We're going to get ready to have a song by anyone that want to give us a song on today, our praise and worship part of the service. Anyone that want to give us a solo, amen.
I'll give a song, Apostle.
Okay. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? Oh, we'll see. How great is our God. He's a name above all names, and he's worthy of my praise, and my heart will sing. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. Oh, we'll see. How great, how great. How great,
yes. Amen.
How great is our God. He's a name above all names. Thank you, Jesus. And he's worthy of our praise. Yes, he is. And my heart will sing. How great, how great is our God. How great is our God. Hallelujah. Thank you. And hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. How great is our God. Y'all, everybody know in radio land, huh? And on our radio broadcast, I tell you how good and great God is. We serve a great God, and he's worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Yeah. We serve a great God, hallelujah. We have a great shepherd, not just a good shepherd, yeah, but a great God, hallelujah. How great is our God? I tell you, hallelujah, our God is great among everything, hallelujah. He's a great God. There's nobody come before God, and I thank him today, hallelujah. The great God, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. God is just good. Hallelujah. And he's great. My God, my God. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready now for the word of God. Hallelujah. And I just want you all to keep me in your prayers. I'm doing a series on the prayer, the Lord's Prayer. And we've been on Hallowed Be Thy Name for a while. So it's time for me to move on to thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. So I'm going to pray right now before I start. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come humbly before your throne of grace today, asking you to forgive me for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that I've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, if I've offended anyone in any kind of way, Father, I ask you to forgive me right now. I ask you today, Lord, to search my heart, my mind, and my spirit, Father. If there is anything in there, Lord, that should not be, I ask you to send the fire of God down now, Lord, and burn it out. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I ask you today to create in me a clean heart, renewing me a right spirit and a sound mind. Lord, I first come asking you to bind up the strong man on today, Lord, that's in my life. In the name of Jesus, bind up the strong man in the name of Jesus that try to attack our radio broadcast or anyone on it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, Father, to bind up every negative word, every wicked thing, every evil thing, every demonic thing, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to bind it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, let it be handled in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I'm asking you today to cover each one of us right now in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels, Lord, all around about us to protect us right now, Lord, from all hurt, harm, Lord, or danger in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I'm asking you now to cover our minds and our thoughts today in the shed blood of Jesus. Right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, open them up, Lord, so we can understand your word on today. Glory to God. I ask you right now, Lord, to speak to us, Lord, through your holy word, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we bless your name. Right now, Lord, for everything that you're doing, everything that you're doing in us, Lord, everything that you're downloading in us, Lord, we thank you right now, my, how you're moving, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Now, Lord, I'm asking you now, Lord, to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost, Father, may increase on today, and teach your people, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I have no knowledge of myself apart from Christ, God. So I need you right now, Lord. I need you right now, Lord. I need you today, Father, in the name of Jesus. I need you, Lord. I need more power, Lord. Oh, yeah, I need your power, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I need you, Father. I can't make it without you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now I'm asking you now, Lord, to bless our radio broadcast, bless the service, in the name of Jesus. Bless it, Lord, bless those in radio land, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll be careful now to give you all the praise, Lord, all of the glory and the honor in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and thank God. We just thank God on today. Hallelujah. I thank God on today. Hallelujah. I thank God on today. Hallelujah. I praise God on today. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God, my God, my God, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I thank you now, hallelujah. I thank God on today. He says we got to stop doing what we want to do on his time. Not saying that this is his time, but whatever time that you have designated for the Lord, hallelujah. He wants you to be in his face. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We can't have God to go around our schedule. We got to go around his schedule. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Hallelujah. He said, pray for one another. Hallelujah. That you may be strengthened. Hallelujah. He said, when you made it, hallelujah, strengthen your brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you got fed, hallelujah, strengthen your brother. Hallelujah. You know the scripture I'm talking about, but I'm saying what I'm hearing, so I'm not going to take another word and replace it. When you've gotten delivered, strengthen your brother. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He wants more of you. He expects more of us. He's expecting us to do more. Hallelujah. For him, more. Hallelujah. Give him more. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. He said, if you do more, I won't have to say nothing but it's testimony time. I won't have to say anything but it's testimony time. And everybody will be trying to talk at one time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said he want more. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready for the word of God. We're going to be coming. We finished with hallowed be thy name. We're going to start now on thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. That's a part of the Lord's Prayer. And it's that certainly, that certainly indicates that God not only want us to pray it, but also want us to live it or answer it. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. We got to know what he's talking about. God wants to bring his kingdom and his will. You know, that's the safest and the best place to be, is in the will of God. Hallelujah. The question is, do we really mean what we're praying? Do we really mean that? Do we truly want God's kingdom to come? And for his will to be done. Everybody will say, yes, 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 yes. And I hope we mean that. But it might be a good idea to understand what we're asking when we pray that. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. It might mean much more and carry with it many, many ramifications than we really realize. What is the kingdom of God? What is the kingdom of God? We are praying that God's kingdom would come. But what is his kingdom? And where are we praying that it come? The kingdom of God is simply this: the rule of God, the sovereignty of God, period. That is all it is: the rule of God and the sovereignty of God. Most of us have thought that the kingdom of God is a place or a thing. We've thought that it's in heaven or the church or the reign of Christ in the millennium. No. Those are included in the kingdom. That's included. They're included in the kingdom, in the sense that all three are under the rule of God. All of them are under the rule of God. But the kingdom of God isn't a place or a thing. The kingdom of God is the rule of God over any place or anything. Again, it is the rule or reign of God, period. Most of us, we can't get that. We can't catch on to that. But you have to. It's a fact. You cannot see rule. You cannot see sovereignty. You can only see the effects of it. Even when men have authority, you can't see the actual authority. You might see the badge or whatever gun or whatever it is, or the effects of their rule. But you cannot see the rule itself. Can't see it. This fact about the kingdom of God accounts for Jesus.
Good, good.
Explanation of it. His word as the nature of the kingdom. Luke 17, verses 20 and 21 says, "And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God comes not with observation in a way that can be seen with the eyes. Neither shall they see, lo here, or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Handolaba, in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, you cannot see the kingdom coming. That is, it was not going to be a matter of God coming down and taking over nations. Not at the time anyway. No. The kingdom of God would come in a way that, in fact, could not be pointed to at all. Because you can't see. One could say, lo here, can we see how clearly Jesus stated that the kingdom of God cannot be seen, cannot be pointed to or limited to a place, person, or group, or anything else that would commonly think of as a kingdom. You can't see it. You cannot see it. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is the rule of God, which God wants to set up in a person. To use kingdom language, God wants to set up a whole new government or kingdom in our heart. What is thy kingdom come? If we would examine this, you would find that this requires a new king, Jesus Christ. It also requires that the person who is now under this kingdom be adjusted, be moved or balanced or corrected completely to a new realm or a new rule. Just a whole new life altogether. That is, of course, nothing more than another way of starting the truth about salvation and the new birth. Jesus told Nicodemus that in order to enter the kingdom of God, you had to be born again. Born from above, all over again. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. That come out of John chapter 3, verses 3 through 7. Being born of water means to be buried in the death of Christ. as symbolized by baptism. Nicodemus understood baptism, which is why Jesus used that picture. For us, it means that to be born again, you must first come to the cross. Then you will be born of the Spirit, made alive with the resurrection of Christ through the Holy Spirit. Some people don't even believe in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. They don't believe in the Holy Spirit. So I don't see how, you know, that can happen to a person that don't believe. But who am I? You can be born again. You must come to Jesus. You must surrender your life. You must, in other words, surrender the throne of your life to the Lord. Surrender self-ownership and self-rule. In other words, you must surrender your government and rule over yourself to him or to his rule. Give it to him. Everything about your life, give it to him. Surrender. We see that salvation and a new birth really is a matter of entering the kingdom of God. It really is a matter of the kingdom of God entering you. You are no longer your own. You belong to him. You've been bought with a price. No longer your own. The kingdom of God is God's rule. Anyone surrendering to God's rule through Jesus Christ is in God's kingdom, because God's kingdom is in him or her. We see that Christianity, if it is real, always carry the reality that Jesus is our Lord. We are in his kingdom under his rule. We in his kingdom under his rule. All of that being said, we must stop for a second and realize the ramifications of what's coming under God's rule means. Certainly, at the top of the list of what it means is the fact that our rule must end. That means what we're talking about got to stop. Or, to put it another way, our kingdom and our government, everything that has governed our lives, must be dismantled. Must be torn down. We have to come under a brand new rule, and that's God's rule. Now we talking about thy kingdom come and thy will be done. That's what we're talking about today. If we limit this to the fact or event of our salvation, it won't seem like a big deal, but the event of our salvation is only the surrender of our rule to the government of God. At that point, it is true that we are no longer in charge. We're not. We're not in charge. If we have given our lives to Christ, he's taken it. We have new life in us, his life, and this is a finished victory. It's a finished victory. However, this is only the changing of the rule, changing the rule. We must spend the rest of our lives being adjusted, being corrected. It's a process to the kingdom of God, being adjusted to our new Lord. Being adjusted. We have to know that when we are being adjusted it's like we have to dismantle some things. We have to be, it's a process. We have to be some of this taken away and some of that taken away and some of this and putting some of this back and putting that back in the place of that. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about that. A change. It's a change. What I'm saying is this. You and I in Adam are not constituted to the kingdom of God. We might think we are, but we're not. This is nothing about us which is compatible with the rule of God or the truth of God. And the moment after we are saved, yes, we do have a brand new attitude and motivation, but we still aren't all that constituted to the new kingdom which has been set up in us. So that means we still not all there yet. To live holy, we got to work at that thing every day. Sanctify, set apart. We got to work at it every day. We got to repent. We got to fast. We got to pray. We got to stay before the Lord. It's a process, and it keep on going. You have to be put on the potter's wheel. We got to work at it every day, doing what God has called us to do. We got to do it. When one country takes over another, the moment the term of unconditional surrender are accepted, the battle is over. But the adjustment has just begun. It's just begun. When we surrender to God, the process has just begun. The adjustment has just started. To know that. Just begun. The conquering country must now invade and occupy. It must take the country it has conquered and begin to adjust it over to the new rule. And the country which is conquered must surrender to this, which is nothing more than a working out of the total surrender that begins it or started. This is never easy. See, a lot of times when they just accept Christ, they think everything is going to just be peaches and cream because they just accepted Christ. But they don't really know that it's just beginning. The process, that process is just beginning, and God has to keep on putting us on the potter's wheel. He has to keep on fine-tuning us. He has to keep on purifying and keep on doing what he does to make us what we're supposed to be, who we're supposed to be in him. Thy kingdom come. It's never easy. This is exactly what we are up against when we surrender our lives to Christ. Despite our total and unconditional surrender to Christ, which hopefully we really mean what we are praying and what we said. We have no clue as to what it was all about in the first place when we first surrendered. All we know is we wanted to be saved. God must, from that point on, begin to do a work in us which will adjust, which will adjust us, correct, or fine-tune us or process us to the new government. The problem is We are used to old, to the old one now. Everybody know that. It takes time to come away from that old thing, that old man. It is all we have ever known. It is natural for us to govern ourselves and unnatural for us to walk under God's rule. That would be confusion as to what God is doing. And there would be a struggle. It's inevitable. We must see this in order for the kingdom of God to be freely reigned or ruled in our lives. Our kingdom must be dismantled. Our will must be dismantled. We're not our own anymore. We're not our own. We was bought with a price. We were bought with a price. We have to surrender. We have to dismantle that stuff. Allow God to dismantle things off of us. Hallelujah. Surrender to Christ as salvation does not do this. It simply puts our kingdom out of business and into the hands of God. But we must unlean to our own ways and learn God's ways and his thing and his rule. Now, it won't be easy, but it's right. It's right. The kingdom of God will clash with most everything about our kingdom. Believe me, it will. Because we got to get there. If we would understand what God is doing in this matter, it would explain much. It would possibly explain why we think God is doing one thing, but he's doing another. Most of all, it would explain why it often seems as if God is working against us, and he is not, in a manner of speaking. People think it, but he's not. The reality is that we are working against him, and he isn't going to budge. He's not going to budge because he knows. God knows what's best for us. God is working against our old man, the old pattern of walking according to our own old kingdom. Mm-mm. He is trying to break us of that and usher in the reality of the new. That's what God is doing. That's exactly what he's doing. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. We have so much. The Lord's Prayer is so power-packed with so much until we never knew what we were praying. We just knew it was the Lord's Prayer. But once we finish this series, we're going to know about Abba Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. We're going to know about line upon line, precept upon precept. So I'm not going to go any further. I just thank and praise God that he's opening up our understanding and he's downloading, equipping us with what we need. And I thank God for it today. I thank God for it today. So I'm going to close out with our teaching. This is our series on the Lord's Prayer. And I just want to say this before I get off. We have Ruth from Liberia. Ruth, what's your last name, hon? Say it again.
Gilman. Gilman.
Gilman. Okay. We have Ruth Gilman, and she wants to be a member of the End Time Men and Women of War, and pretty soon her family will come. But she wants to be a part of us. And I thank and praise God for that on today. God sent her. God sent her. So I thank and praise God for Ruth Gilman today. And we want to start praying for her as we're praying for each other. And I want you all to just welcome her in with us to the End Time Men and Women of War. Amen.
Welcome, Ruth.
Amen. Praise God.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank the Lord. And we thank and praise God for it on tonight, on this evening. I'm going to get ready to close out now.
Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your way, Lord. We thank you for each one that's on this radio broadcast, the ones that's in radio land, Father. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your love today. We thank you for using each one of us on today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I bless your name, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the authority and the power in the name of Jesus. Thank you for strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. You all have a blessed rest of the evening. And God bless you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. God, amen. You all help. You all are dismissed. You in radio land, God bless you. God love everyone, and I love you too. You all have the rest of the evening. Blessed. A blessed evening. God bless you. Amen.